USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is holding a bilateral meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister on Friday at the White House. The president saying Iran and its desire to obtain a nuclear weapon are a vital subject for their meeting.
We're also going to discuss the threat from Iran and our commitment to ensure Iran never develops a nuclear weapon. But we're putting diplomacy first and seeing where that takes us. But if diplomacy fails, we're ready to turn to other options.
Negotiations between the United States and Iran to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal have stalled. National security officials are warning the president that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan is likely. White House officials saying the president received this guidance in the Situation Room earlier on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Genesis 2 Project, G2P. Recently, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made in understanding any threats. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist who has been working with G2P to bring scientifically sound UAP data to the public.
G2P has released the first scientifically authenticated documentation of UAPs, including images captured with infrared technology. Primo Forensics performed the digital forensic analysis.
In tandem with the ODNI report, these data support the development of relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and government personnel upon encountering UAP. Visit Genesis2Project.com.
Texas lawmakers are finally able to get some work done.
Months of partisan battles in Texas concluded late Thursday as House members passed new voting integrity laws, moving the legislation closer to the governor's desk. The vote on the nearly 50-page bill, SB1, passed the Texas House, 79-37, mostly along party lines. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The chairman of the Fed Reserve is talking about the path ahead for the economy. Jerome Powell addressing the Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium and noting steady job gains this year in addition to the number of job openings.
While the Delta variant presents a near-term risk, the prospects are good for continued progress toward maximum employment.
However, Paul said the unemployment rate of nearly 5.5% is still much too high. He also addressed inflation, describing the latest jump as sharp. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The CDC has another warning regarding salmonella.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the Best Buy dates on or before February 11, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill, and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Videos by a team of federal investigators shows more evidence of extensive corrosion and overcrowded concrete reinforcement in a Miami-area condominium that collapsed in June, killing 98 people. The video shows densely packed steel reinforcement in various sections of the building, along with extensive corrosion where one of the columns met the building's foundation. The National Institute of Standards and Technology also announcing it will conduct a five-pronged investigation into the Champlain Towers South collapse. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.